From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Nigeria's Air Force said it killed a number of senior Boko Haram fighters and possibly their overall leader. It comes as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived for talks on tackling the militants. Government planes had attacked the Islamist group inside the Sambisa Forest in its northeast heartland Friday, according to the Air Force, adding that it had only just confirmed details of the raid. In a statement by military spokesman, said that the leader, Abu Bakar Sheku, is believed to be fatally wounded. Secretary Kerry, on his first stop is the northern city of Sokoto, he said the struggle against Boko Haram would only succeed if it tackled the reasons why people join militant groups and gain the public's trust. Turkey Tuesday pounded Islamic State jihadists in Syria with new artillery strikes. In the new fighting Tuesday, two mortar rounds fired from an IS-controlled area in Syria hit the southeastern Turkish town of Karkamış, according to Turkish television. Turkish artillery responded by hitting four IS positions around the jihadist-controlled Syrian town of Jarablus, which is with around 60 shells. The shelling came after activists said hundreds of Ankara-backed rebels were preparing an offensive against the IS group to seize control of Jarablus. Foreign ministers from Japan, China, and South Korea kicked off a two-day meeting in Tokyo Tuesday with their countries at odds over territorial disputes, a U.S. missile defense system, and a regional problem with North Korea. The Japanese foreign minister met with China's Wang Yi and South Korea's Yu Byung-se. They met for dinner at a Tokyo hotel. This is VOA News. Armenia Tuesday jailed a Russian soldier for life for killing a family of seven near his base in Armenia in a case that sparked outrage in the ex-Soviet republic. Conscript soldier Valery Permerkov was convicted of murdering a couple and their adult son and daughter, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren in their home some 90 kilometers from the capital of Yerevan in January 2015. It remains unclear whether he is to serve his sentence in Russia or Armenia. Cambodia's UN-backed court Tuesday heard harrowing new details about the Khmer Rouge's forced marriages. It's one of the brutal regime's less reported atrocities. The Khmer Rouge oversaw the deaths of up to 2 million Cambodians from 1975 to 1979. That's nearly a quarter of the population. But the testimony is the first time the court has heard about the tens of thousands of couples who were forced to marry, often in mass ceremonies, as part of a Khmer Rouge plan to boost the population. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is responding to allegations made by her Republican rival Donald Trump and his backers that she's suffering from health problems that could be problematic should she win the presidency. Clinton laughed it off, Trump's assertion during an appearance on a late-night television program Monday.
Well, this has become one of their themes. Here, you take my pulse while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Make sure I'm alive.
Oh, my God, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Both Clinton and Trump have released notes from doctors declaring them physically fit for the presidency. Meanwhile, Trump is calling for an investigation by a special prosecutor into new emails indicating donors to the Clinton Foundation were given access to Clinton during her time as Secretary of State.
The Justice Department is required to appoint an independent special prosecutor because it has proven itself to be really, sadly, a political arm of the White House.
Trump called for the Clinton Foundation to be shut down. Clinton campaign officials, meanwhile, have firmly denied any wrongdoing. Russian competitors remain banned from the Rio Paralympics after the country lost an appeal Tuesday against a suspension issued over evidence of state-run doping. The Court of Arbitration for Sport dismissed the appeal filed by the Russian Paralympic Committee. It sought to overturn that ban announced on August 7th by the International Paralympic Committee. You can read more details on that and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.